From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, with all that snow that's on its way to Baltimore this Saturday that we just had, it's time to Bubba Bash Baltimore. Let's get to it.
Grocery store, how can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling to offer my shoveling services for your parking lot. We know there's a big storm coming this Saturday, and I wanted to make my services available to your business.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your call, but we do already have somebody who does our plowing.
I'm sorry. I don't plow the lot. I hand shovel it. So I do hand shoveling of parking lots.
Okay, well, we're not that kind of business, so we're a grocery store.
Okay.
So we have over, 100 parking spaces, so hand shoveling is probably not going to be a great choice.
No, that's fine. That's fine and okay. I can absolutely get that done. I can absolutely shovel your parking lot.
Okay, so, sir, I don't know if you heard me. We have over 100 spaces. We're a grocery store. There's no way one person can hand shovel that entire lot.
But I can assure you that I can. Let me give you an example. Whenever the plow company comes through, they always miss spaces because they're going with very wide plows. So if there's cars that are in spaces or they can't get up to the sidewalk, there's swatches of snow that are uncovered. By hand shoveling your parking lot, I can assure you that every ounce of snow will be removed from your lot, which will create a much safer walking space for your customers.
And you know what? That sounds lovely, but we already do have somebody.
But
so
it's not about the time, but I can do it for much, much cheaper. Can I ask how much they are charging for you to plow, very inefficient, plow your parking lot?
To be honest with you, I don't know off the top of my head, but I think we're good with who we have.
No, but how about if I told you that I could hand shovel your entire parking lot for, let's say, $50?
There's literally no way that anyone could hand shovel our parking lot in a reasonable time for $50.
Okay.
There's no way.
Are you saying that's
so
too much or too little?
I'm just saying it doesn't sound.
How about $60? $60. Maybe I make $10 more. $60.
I'm trying to tell you there's literally no way one person can hand shovel our entire parking lot.
You've never seen my capabilities. I want you to think about your guest experience, right? So guests come to your grocery store because you obviously are well-renowned and you want them to have the best experience from the moment they get out of their vehicle. And the last thing you want is somebody slipping. You don't want anybody falling. You don't want everybody having to climb over a mound of snow that a plow traditionally leaves behind. By me being hired for $60 to hand shovel your parking lot, that none of that will happen, which would create, don't you want a good experience for your customers?
Okay, so you seem like, I'm assuming you're a kid that's trying to get out there and try to start his own business, and that's great. But I don't think we're your target audience. You're using some great language for marketing, and that's great, but we are not your target audience for this sort of job, okay?
I can absolutely shovel your entire parking lot. There's no doubt about it. And you said there's approximately 100 spaces. Is there also a sidewalk?
Yes, but sir, I appreciate the phone call.
Yes.
But I just don't think that we are the right choice for you.
And the best part about this is it'll be very impressive to watch because you'll see that I do it alone. I don't even bring helpers. And I'm not a kid. I'm a grown adult and this is my full-time business. And I'm not afraid of how long it would take. Even if it takes me, let's say, 10 hours to do it, I can promise you on Saturday, your parking lot will be the cleanest it's ever been. And I'll save you a lot of money.
But see, that's just it, right? You're not going to save us a lot of money. If you take 10 hours to plow my parking lot, that's a solid amount of time that my guests.
I'll do it in 8 hours. I'll do it in 8 hours.
sir, this is not a right choice for you.
This is a perfect choice. Excuse, time out before you hang up. Hello, are you there? Did you hang up? Hello?
No, I did not hang
up. Okay, time out. My name is Bubba. I'm not a parking lot shoveler. I'm calling from a radio station in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania called Bubba Show on 100.7 Star, and Bubba bashes Baltimore. You've been cranked.
Oh my Lord. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. What were you like, what the heck is this guy? But the fact that you thought I was a kid, that was pretty impressive.
Well, I couldn't imagine anybody else thinking it was appropriate to charge that little amount of money.
Yes, 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 yes. Because Saturday you are about to get a bunch of snow, but it doesn't matter. It's not going to stop our black and gold team to come in and beat Baltimore and win our first playoff game in a long time.
Sure thing, bud. Good luck with that.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.